Place an experience. Indulge your senses with immersive game titles. Boost the excitement with our engaging promotional tools and generous network promotions. Be in control with XI Viewport Management Tool and experience seamless gameplay powered by X Platform. Enjoy Place an Experience as our partners do in over 20 regulated markets. And get ready to go big. Big play is on. Placent.
Well, there you have it. We are live. Welcome back to another edition of Weekly News Live with me, Connor Mulhare. And of course, the one and only, my legendary co-host, Mr. Nico Jansen. Nico, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Just perfect. Survived New York, which was a lot of fun, although we missed you very, very much, Connor, but you had a different business to take care of, obviously. So otherwise, you would have joined us as well in New York. And as said, it was so much fun to actually speak to a lot of our listeners, and shout out to them as well. Although we don't see them, they still follow us. And we're happy to please your kind of thirst for information about the gaming world on a weekly basis. So we always under-promise and over-deliver. How are you, Connor?
Yesterday's news at tomorrow's prices. I'm good, man. I was sad not to be able to join you in New York, as you say. But somebody had to keep the weekly news audience happy on this side of the Atlantic. So that's what I was doing. Now, you say you had a lot of fun. Tell me about it. What happened? What did I miss? Conference, networking, partying, restaurants.
Yeah, so a lot of the networking, So once again, shout out to, you know, you as the organizers. You just, you know, pick the right people and attract the right people who actually have something to say. Usually you are confronted each and everywhere with people who talk a lot, but they don't say anything of value. So that was very, very nice. All perfectly organized. You know, people getting together and just people talking straight about business, what's coming up. I was educated on tribal gaming as well. Once again, shout out to Gabriel and Jamie for putting me in contact with him. And as said, I had a steep learning curve, and that's the good thing about an industry event like this, as said. So once again, shout out to you guys from Next.io.
Nice. Well, of course, nothing to do with me, but my colleagues, as you say, are very talented, and they do, yes, they pull a hell of an event together. So good. I'm glad you found it productive. I'm glad you found it enjoyable. But it's over now. It's time for the catch-up calls and catching up with all those people you're networking with. But we must attend to our usual business as well. So we're back looking at the biggest headlines of the week as usual, and Nico, I believe you're going to do it like only you can. Once again, to your wonderful 10 in 5. What have you got for us?
Wait. First of all, greetings to Kenny as well, because he's one of our listeners, and I met him live and in person in New York. He was like, yeah, I'm always the guy sending you greetings from Stockholm, Sweden. I know you, Kenny. Thanks for being the person that you are. It was fun meeting you, as said, live and in person in New York. But now let me just start with the 10 and 5. There are rumors going around that I never make it. It's all fake news. Of course, 10 and 5 is always 10 topics in 5 minutes. You sometimes just need to have to reset your clock. Okay, so let me just jump straight into it. So Jaguars, the Jacksonville Jaguars, former financial executive, is sentenced to 5.5 years in prison. A former financial executive of the Jacksonville Jaguars accused of embezzling some $20.2 million was sentenced earlier this week to 6.5 years in prison. So his defense attorney, Alex King, not related to our Mr. Stephen King or James King, which you all know, the CEO of Flows, claimed that his client was pushed into the crime by his gambling addiction. King said that 99% of the funds were used to cover massive gambling losses. Those claims contradicted the prosecution's stance. According to the prosecutors, besides gambling, Patel used money obtained through fraudulent activity to fund his lavish lifestyle, including the purchase of a home in Pontevedra Beach, Florida. So it's not all about gaming, which is a pretty simple excuse. Then the March Madness is about to attract 2.7 billion handle with 40% bet in play. If you want to read this article, it's published by my man Connor, as US bettors are set to wager 2.68 billion on this month's NCAA March Madness basketball tournament, according to estimates from Eilers and Krejcik Gaming, short EKG. The event is one of the most significant in the calendar for the US sports betting sector, as it sees 67 games played over just 18 days and attracts large betting volumes in the process. And around 35 to 40 of the total betting handle is expected to be placed in play, as EKG estimated. So IGT revenue reached 1.1 billion for Q4 in 2023. IGT has reported its financial results for the fourth quarter and full year of 2023. In the fourth quarter of 2023, total revenue saw a 3% rise year on year to 1.1 billion, while PlayDigital's revenue saw a decrease of 10% during the quarter. Global gaming saw an ever so slight increase, but global lottery was the main driver of an overall growth, increasing 7 to 681 million. Standard General offers to buy Bally's at 773 million valuation. So the hedge fund Standard General has sent a letter to Bally's Corporation offering to purchase the entire company for $15 per share. And with these $15 per share, which represent a 41% premium on Bally's share price on March 8th of 2024, the offer gives the company an enterprise value of 773 million. GeoComply reports 5 million geolocation check at North Carolina's sports betting debut. The geolocation solution provider, our friends from GeoComply, conducted over 5.3 million geolocation checks from nearly 370,000 sportsbook accounts since they launched online sports betting statewide on March 11th, which is just 3 days, but it's an official statement. It's nearly, but North Carolina is already delivering on lawmaker expectations when they legalized online sports betting last year, said GeoComply SVP of compliance Lindsay Slater. Then, staying in the U.S., online New York handle, and now listen, drops to 1.77 billion in February despite Super Bowl. Players in New York spent 1.77 billion betting on sports online in February, while revenue in the Empire State amounted to 131.4 million. But now hold your horses, as the February total was 20.4% higher than the 1.47 billion bet in New York in the same month on 2023. Be aware, only NFL is happening during February, so no need to get crazy. I'm pretty sure with March Madness in March, we will just see significant higher numbers exceeding the 2.1 billion in New York. Then BetMGM UK faces technical challenges during Cheltenham Festival debut. BetMGM UK encountered technical difficulties during its debut at the Cheltenham Festival. For all of you who are not aware of the Cheltenham Festival, while in the US, March Madness is obviously the make it or break it factor, it's the Cheltenham Festival for all the UK focused operators as well. And as said, if you don't make it at that time, you will give a bad impression as well. So I'm pretty sure BetMGM UK, they will get things together, and we, as said so often, Hollywood loves a comeback, and BetMGM UK will be back like crack. Dutch Football Club cancels campaign after KSA fires ad breach. So according to the regulator, KSA, the team wanted to display a life-sized image of its captain on the outside of a prominent building in a Dutch city. But because the team in question holds a front of shirt sponsorship agreement with a gambling operator, the KSA ruled that displaying the captain's image in public would constitute a violation of Netherlands' ban on untargeted advertising for gambling companies. Two more to go. X, formerly Twitter, fined 1.35 million for Italy gambling ad breach. So the Italian communications regulator, AGCOM, the Authority for Communications in Italy, unearthed 9 violations, including one for each blue check verified account found to be advertising games of chance. This results in a 1.35 million fine. And last but not least, New Zealand is about to introduce a regulatory regime for online gambling. Currently, New Zealand offers a wide range of gambling activities as gamblers in the country can enjoy pokies, lotteries, instant games, and prize competitions. While there's plenty of legal actions for Kiwis, some gambling activities, and now listen, do not require a license, like sports betting, like iGaming. While there's plenty, ultimately, this lax licensing regime results in losses for the government, which may otherwise benefit from additional tax revenue. So they will come up with a new tax regime, and then sports betting and iGaming or slots will be taxed as well. And this have been my 10 in 5.
10 in 8. So yeah. Not too bad, Nico. Not too bad. We've got a couple of minutes left now for our main story. But no, good roundup. It's been a busy week. Lots happening. So I think you've made a good list of all the biggest headlines of the week. But our main story this week. So last week, Jake and I were here talking about Entain because interim CEO Stella David made her first kind of big public appearance for the company at the full year 2023 results day. And just today, we've got another Entain story because it was reported by the Financial Times this morning that Entain has hired Wall Street boutique advisory and investment bank Moelis to oversee the possible sale of some of its brands. So we might see a lot of Entain assets going up for sale in the next months and weeks and months to come. So Moelis is advising Entain's board and its recently formed Capital Allocation Committee. And this, the report in the Financial Times said that any sales will only be of brands that are not integrated into Entain's proprietary technology platform. That, I suppose, the fact that they're not integrated kind of makes them slightly separate from the rest of Entain's business. It makes them easier to sell off. And I also think that it'll probably do well for Entain's strategy, which it's been talking about in recent weeks and months, which is to kind of simplify the business. So obviously, if you're running lots of different brands on lots of different tech stacks, it doesn't help with the complexity, which is one of the big problems that Stella David was talking about last week. And when she was talking about the company's strategy going forward, it's going to be a purely gambling focused business. It's going to try and simplify its operations a lot, and it's going to focus on its key markets. So it's got BetMGM, the joint venture in the US, of course. It's got its big brands here in the UK, like Ladbrokes and Coral. And I think it's also putting a lot of focus on Brazil into the future. So, as we know, Entine's a huge kind of collection of brands. It's like a bit of an umbrella company that just has been hoovering up these brands for the last few years. Hi to Ross in the comments. Thanks for joining us. So according to this article, some of the companies that might end up being sold off include BetCity in the Netherlands, which Entine only bought last year. There's also a local offshoot of Ladbrokes in Australia, Sweden-based Enlabs, and Georgia-based Crystalbet. These are all brands that are still not integrated into Entain's main tech platform and are therefore under review. And just kind of looking back at the last few years, so last year in 2023, Entain acquired 365 Scores, BetCity, STS in Poland, so some huge deals there, billions of pounds worth of deals. In 2022, it acquired Klondike in Latvia, Avid Gaming in Canada, Totolotech in Poland, Supersport in Croatia, and then back in 2021, Enlabs, Bet.pt, Unicorns. It's just such a huge list of businesses. And obviously, all that has kind of led up to a lot of very public criticism, a lot of activist investors coming on board and trying to change the direction of the company. Eventually, that pressure led to the resignation of Jette Nygaard-Andersen and the appointment of activist investor Ricky Sandler to Entain's board and capital allocation committee. So, Nico, could be a real step change for Entain and a strategic direction change, and probably an attempt to tidy up some of the balance sheets as well. What do you make of all this? If you were an Entain shareholder, do you think this would be reassuring news to you?
So first of all, especially with the activist investors you already mentioned, in the end, it's a pretty simple game, which is played by activist investors, green mailing, etc. First of all, you're buying stocks, threatening the existing C levels at the companies you already bought shares in. Then you're getting a seat at the board, make sure someone from the board is made leave, which we're seeing with Jette being forced to actually leave or being given the chance to, you know, swim in different waters. And then they're selling off assets. Selling off assets just, you know, literally polishes the balance sheets. Out of a sudden, you have money flying in, money coming in. It's one-time revenues, but the assets are gone after you sold them. So from a long game, of course, this might be harmful to the overall company. But from a short-term game, of course, these investors who for sure bought some shares and shorts as well will make a decent and big amount of money. As said, this is just the regular game which these activist investors are playing, and out of a sudden, or which we can see, they identified Entain as their vehicle to make a decent amount of money. So we will just see how this one will play out, especially with the companies you named which they bought. Like BetCity, STS, the market leader in Poland as well. Of course, ex post, so from a later perspective, you can always argue that the buying price might be too high. This will always be the case if the revenues are dropping. But in the end, you're buying into a future and buying the leading company in Poland with STS and onboarding their former CEO into your board as well is for sure always an asset to the company.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we should just kind of point out again that it's all about these non-integrated brands. STS is one of those, as is Supersport in Croatia. But I think it's worth pointing out that Stella David did kind of highlight the strong performance of those brands last week. So it doesn't sound like they're going to be ripe for a sale just yet. But I think what it sounds like is the board is kind of assessing all options. And obviously, if the price was right, then they probably would be able to effect a sale. It was also reported this week that Entain had separately hired boutique advisory Oakvale Capital to oversee the sale of its Party Poker brand several months ago. So, I think from the investor standpoint, it does make sense for Entain to be going after high growth markets. And obviously what it's got with a BetMGM is kind of not to be sniffed at. It's something that should obviously be given its kind of deserving focus, I think, because it's becoming an increasingly large part. You know, both Entain and Flutter have these big US brands that are becoming an increasingly significant part of the puzzle. And I think if you assess the opportunities around the world, you know, you look at Brazil and you look at the US, and they're pretty much unrivaled, I think, for operators in regulated markets in terms of the growth prospects. So I guess that makes sense, you know, that if you look to the results last week, we saw dropping revenues in some geographies and some kind of very slow growth in others. So obviously Entain wants to pursue growth, and even if it's like you say, they'll have less assets after, but if they can get good growth on a continuing operations basis, then it still kind of looks good, I guess. So what they said, so the sources, unnamed sources in this Financial Times article, said the Capital Allocation Committee is going through market by market and making some determinations. It's all about working out what market Entain wants to be bigger in and what markets are extraneous and could be sold. And they also stressed that disposals may not necessarily follow as a result of review. It is about assessing how best to maximize value. I think one of the big challenges they're going to have is actually finding buyers for a lot of these assets, don't you think, Nico?
Yeah, it's always hard to find buyers if you're literally forced to sell assets. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always easier if someone just knocks your door and, you know, implies an interest in buying stuff. It's always the case. As soon as you're forced to literally get rid of something, then you're not in a good position to actually sell off things. And always remember, we've seen this one, of course, at a way smaller grade as well with Catena Media, when they were literally, you know, polishing their books with, you know, setting off assets like AskGamblers for $45 million as well. Of course, it is on a way smaller scale, but in the end, it's pretty much the same story, mm-hmm. right? To actually, you know, prepare themselves to, you know, play the big game, the big numbers game in the US. They were selling off assets in Europe. And that's the thing. So we've seen it already. Sometimes it works. Unfortunately for Catena Media, it didn't work that well. And fingers crossed, as you already mentioned, Entain is a big, big, big time ship. And they have a lot of assets which they can, first of all, sell off and then focus on, you know, becoming the market leader with their existing brands.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be... it seems, you know, Stella David's kind of hit the ground running. She's not waiting around to make changes. She's gone straight in with this new strategy. I think she probably is quite a compelling candidate for the permanent CEO role. We'll see if the rest of the board agrees with that, and if she actually wants it, we'll see. But lots to watch out for there with Entain. And we've got another little story we're going to come on to in just a minute, because they've also got a new non-executive director on the board who we're going to talk about in just one second. But first, I think we have a short video just to run very quickly.
Hundreds of studios, dozens of hub market partners, an industry-leading hub wallet, and just one API. Hub 88 is connecting businesses to a world of limitless content where the possibilities are endless. Hub 88.
Well, there you have it. So, as I mentioned, Entain has hired a new independent non-executive director with immediate effect. Nico, are you a fan of Seinfeld?
Of course I am.
Yes, because this new director is a Kramer. It's not Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld. It's Ronald J. Kramer, who is currently the chairman and CEO of the New York Stock Exchange listed Griffon Corporation, which is an investment management and holding company headquartered in New York. But not only that, Kramer, I can't get over that, Kramer has enjoyed a 40-year career in corporate finance, real estate, and gambling, and he was president and director of Wynn Resorts between 2002 and 2008. So he has been appointed to the Entain board. And Chairman Barry Gibson said, "I'm delighted to announce the appointment of Ron to the board. He is a high caliber individual with deep knowledge and expertise of the US gaming industry." So it's another little indication from Entain that they are focusing on the US, I suppose. They have this now former director of Wynn Resorts. Maybe that's that casino experience is a bit of an added bonus for Entain. Maybe it will teach them a little bit more about how to approach their relationship with MGM over the joint venture. But there you have it. Kramer is on the board. Nico, any comments?
Yeah, fingers crossed. It seems like they're getting an interesting, funky bunch of US-faced or US-based legends as well. So will be fun watching where this ship might be heading towards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there will be some funny stories or interesting stories coming up as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a real, a bit of a reckoning year or two, hasn't it? I think we've seen some really big businesses showing some serious signs of weakness, you know, 888 and Catena Media and now Entain. Lots of struggles, but it keeps it interesting for us, Nico. There's always plenty to talk about, and we will, of course, be following this story as it develops. So do you have any more comments to make before we sign off for the day?
No. Once again, shout out to all the listeners. And as said during the face-to-face talks I had with a lot of interesting persons, always come up to us, speak to us. Connor and me are always open for discussions, and feel free always to challenge us with comments on the chat, especially if we are getting things wrong, which we usually don't get. But if we do, feel free to just drop us a comment and we will discuss this live and in person. We put ourselves always on the hot seat just to entertain you in the best way possible. And as said, feel free to communicate. DM Connor, stop by his house, enjoy his lovely Bugatti, whatever. He's always up for a decent conversation.
That's right. Thanks, Nico. And like Ross says in the comments, if you ain't winning, you're losing. So keep coming back to Weekly News to get all the biggest headlines. Thank you to Kenny and to Ross in the comments. Thank you to Playson for sponsoring us and keeping us coming back every single week. And Nico, most of all, thank you to you. Hope you have a lovely weekend and a good afternoon, and we'll catch you same time, same place next week.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Coming close to me, flows on atomic. I'm starting fires through poetry. The heart's out, staying loyal, no falling out. And if you step into the court, be ready, we balling out. Yeah.